Spectacular Photo Op on Saturn, presented by Science at NASA. February 19, 2009. Something is about to happen on Saturn that's so pretty, even Hubble will pause to take a look. On February 24th, there's going to be a quadruple transit of Saturn's moons, says Keith Knoll of the Hubble Space Telescope Science Institute. Titan, Mimas, Dione, and Enceladus will pass directly in front of Saturn and will see their silhouettes crossing Saturn's cloud tops, all four at the same time. Hubble won't be the only one looking. Amateur astronomers will be able to see it too. The timing favors observers along the Pacific coast of North America, Alaska, Hawaii, Australia, and East Asia. On February 8th, Christopher Go of the Philippines got a preview when Titan transited Saturn all by itself. I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning to photograph Titan's passage across the disk of Saturn, says Go. The sky was overcast, but I was fortunate to see the end of the transit through a break in the clouds. The emergence of Titan over Saturn's limb was really stunning because it gave the moon a 3D appearance, says Go. Transits like these are very rare. They only happen every 14 to 15 years, when the orbits of Saturn's moons happen to be nearly edge-on to Earth, says Knoll. In 1995, the last time the geometry was right, Hubble photographed two and then three moons transiting Saturn. This will be the first time the Great Telescope captures four. The event begins on Tuesday morning, February 24th at 10:54 Universal Time, or 2:54 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, when Titan's circular shadow falls across Saturn's cloud tops. About 40 minutes later, the ruddy disk of Titan itself will move over the clouds. Titan is so big you can see it just by looking through the eyepiece of a small telescope. No special camera is required, says Go. One by one, the smaller moons, Mimas, Dione, and Enceladus, will follow Titan. At 14:24 Universal Time, all four satellites and their shadows will simultaneously dot Saturn's disk. To photograph the smaller moons, you'll need a mid-sized backyard telescope equipped with a good CCD camera, notes Go. Hubble's observations are part of the Hubble Heritage Project, a 10-year outreach effort aimed at producing images of exceptional beauty for the general public. Only 0.5% of Hubble's observing time is devoted to heritage work, says Knoll, one of the project's leaders. So, we're pretty picky about our targets. He thinks the quadruple transit could rank among the best planet shots in Hubble's archive. The images could yield hard science, too. The transit of Titan will be of particular interest, says Knoll. Researchers plan to use Saturn as a backlight to probe the size and transparency of the giant moon's atmosphere. Hubble will also capture a rare view of the rings almost edge-on, a point of view that can reveal ring warps, undiscovered satellites, and new information about the reflectivity of ring particles. Says Knoll, hard science can be beautiful. Stay tuned to Science at NASA for snapshots. Editor's note. To find Saturn on February 24th, look southwest before sunrise. The planet is easy to see, shining like a golden first magnitude star in the constellation Leo. By cosmic coincidence, February 24th is also the date comet Lulin makes its closest approach to Earth, and the comet is right beside Saturn. Using a small telescope, you can catch a comet, a ringed planet, and a quadruple transit. It's a nice way to begin the day. This story was written and read by Tony Phillips and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.